Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God's favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates. But there's no time like the present to give love,
love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be. So why don't you give love?
Thank you for joining us this morning as we bring to you another show, another beautiful discussion, and we pray for your participation as you listen in today. We want you to join us, and it seems like this phone today sometimes wants to act up, and so this seems to be one of the times that I'm having a problem here getting the phone to cooperate for me. And get back on the air. Anyway, you are connected to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the reality of the Creator. We want you to join our show this morning and pray that you will get what you've come for and even more. We like to add more to the plate of station dessert. So we pray that you will join us and get exactly what you came for, but even a bigger surprise today. I'm trying to get back on the air. I believe I'm back here now. Sometimes there's no cooperation, either in the studio or with this phone that I have. I probably need to update it now. Today's discussion will be learning from the past is the only way to change the future. Learning from the past is the only way to change the future. Evil and lies have kept people enslaved by deception and division. Most people are playing the blame game. That is, not taking responsibility for their actions. Every human being makes choices for themselves, good or bad. This world will not get better if each person doesn't choose to live a good life. People, only a good life will save us from this destruction, from self-destruction. A bad life will destroy our minds and body and soul. And this is what is happening to most people today. Because they refuse to study history and learn from the past generations. That is, they learn that their evil ways destroy them. Today, history is repeating itself. People, you can't get good out of evil. You get good out of doing good, and you get evil out of doing evil. These are facts of life. So our Creator says in his final revelations in the Quran that he only accepts good life. But most people are trying to change the Creator's ordered way of living, which is a good life. They are mixing good life with bad life by worshiping material things and forgetting that only the Creator's love can satisfy the human heart. So, people, that is our introductory today to the discussion that we will be having by Imam Shahid Shabbat. We're coming on strong there. Beautiful. Summary that I just gave to you. I'm putting a lot on your mind to think about, as Imam Shahid Shabbat does that. He makes you think and consider what's going on in the world and why it's going on. So without any further delay on my part, I give you now Imam Shahid Shabbat. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, very good. I would like to greet everyone this morning, first of all, in the greetings of peace and paradise. As-salamu alaykum. That means peace be unto you. And that's, well, everything in creation was created in the peace, the salam. In Arabic, the word salam means peace. And that's one of the title of the creator of the heavens and earth, as-salam, the peace. You can get no peace except through the creator's will, which is spiritual, not material. Now we'll open with prayer. The opening prayer, called the seventh most often repeated ayats or verses in the Quran, and Allah say, if you just go live by the Fatiha, you'll be basically living the whole Quran. So when you read the, listen at what I say, don't think deep. See, that's why we don't get truth, because most people, they'll think hard in something evil, but in something good, if they don't get it right away, they give up on it. They give up on the good. So think deep on what we're getting ready to say, because this will save your immortal soul. You're going to die physically. You can't save your body. And you ain't taking none of these material things with you. You didn't bring nothing here but your bare-necked body. And that's all you're taking back to your creator, is your bare-necked body. And you're going by yourself. You ain't going to have no buddies. You ain't going to have no mama, no daddy, no sister, no brother. It's just you and the creator. With that will say this here beautiful prayer, the beautifulest prayer in the world. And it's for all people. It's called El Fatiha again, or the opening chapter or surah of the Quran, the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladheena An'amta 'Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi 'Alayhim Waddallin. I mean, people, we just say it translated out of the Arabic and the Quran into the Phoenix language. With Allah, or the Creator's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Creator, Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all systems of knowledge in all worlds. Most gracious, the most merciful, the master and the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, saving grace. None of those, and protect us from being of those who reject your truth just because they can't see you physically, and they want to make an idol God out of you, and they reject your reality is simply because they can't see you, but they breathe the air that you give them. They don't see the air they breathe, but you're the one who keeping them alive. So protect us from being of those who reject your reality just because they can't see you with their physical eyes, Almighty Allah. When you're not physical, you created the material world, but your world is not material. Your world is spiritual. I mean, I added a little more, like the sister say, just a little bit more on the plate. Assalamu alaikum. So we'll begin, people. As you all, I hope, heard the beautiful topic, and the sister was right. The Creator just revealed that topic to me just today, about an hour ago, and he's using me in an amazing way, and I give all praise to Him, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord and of all systems of knowledge, the Eternal, the One free of all needs, worthy of all praise. He worthy of praise whether you give it to Him or not. Because as a lot of you all say, that's on the program, the Creator don't need us. What do He need us for? It's His. We are His too. That's why we're going to die and go back to Him. If we were some God or had some power, we would live forever. But we're going to die. And everything we got is going to pass away. So this is the problem with most people in the world. You know, the Creator, Allah said when He created the human being, He said He put some of His spirit, real spirit, inside the human being's heart, and it made us pure and clean, and it also gave us a nature of good, of His goodness, of His goodness. He's all good. So by nature, every human being is good. And it's only by false information and miseducation that people go astray from the truth that's already in their nature. You don't have to be a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, or in any religion to save yourself from the evil destruction of your own self and the evils of this world. But you do have to be connected inside your soul and heart with your Creator, the One that has power over all evil. He has power over all evil. Even in the final revelations in the Holy Quran, evil, the One that we say personify, the Creator said, really, that represents, He's the head of all evil. He's called a Satan, the jinn, the chief deceiver of all human beings. Okay? He says, even in the Holy Quran, He says to people when they say, the devil made me do this here. I wouldn't have did it if the devil didn't make me do it. The devil say, or the Satan say in the Quran, I ain't got no power to make nobody do any wrong. I just have the power of suggestion. I'm an instigator. I suggest to people to do wrong, but they do it on their own. They make the choice because I don't have a choice like people do. People have a choice. But the Satan or the devil, he lost his freedom when he rejected the plan of the Creator in the heaven, in the heaven of the Creator. Okay? And when we reject our Creator's will, which is like the sister says, good, then we no longer have the ability to distinguish right from wrong, let alone do right from wrong. We don't even have the sense enough to know right from wrong. We take wrong to be our right. And that's what you got in the world today. A world full of people who are trying to make wrong evil good. And most of them in religion, starting with Islam, that have the most followers in that particular way of this particular way of life, about 3 billion. Most of them are corrupt also. The world wouldn't be in the condition that it is in if you had people that like evil. It's bold. Evil is out there. Evil promotes itself. And evils are the chief evil, Satan, his followers, they out there, boy. They're on their job. You can't take that away from them because I'm telling you, and I'm sharing with you now, if you don't really get connected soon with your Creator, not only is the evil of the Satan going to destroy you and send your soul, take your soul to the fire of hell with them in this world and in the life hereafter. You're going to take your children too, your grandchildren. You're going to take all of you. He told the Creator, I'm going to mess all human beings up. I'm going to have them so screwed up that a man going to think he a woman and a woman going to think she a man. And he did it. Have not he did it. And the Creator said, go on, I'm going to give you permission to get all of them you can on there when I put y'all down there, you and Adam and Eve and your followers, the evil jinn spirits with you. He said, but Allah say, the Creator say, but I'm going to fear hell with you and all of them that follow you. See, the Creator don't need us. There it is. He said, but you own, the Creator, Allah said, but you will not be able to get my sincere servants to follow your evil, those who allow me to purify them through my divine grace. See, it's just like gold. Gold is purified by a process of burning. I mean, to the hottest temperature, to burn off that gross matter that you don't want on your gold. And that's how, and a diamond becomes a diamond and so precious, as they say, through the years. It would start off as a rock. And through thousands and thousands of years of turning the Creator, turning it and molding it in the earth, he turned it into a precious diamond that people kill to get. So in order for us to become who our Creator created us to be, like me and a brother I hope is on the show said, you got to go through toil and struggle. The Creator, Allah, say he put us in this world and he put us here to toil and to struggle against the evil. And he say, if we do this until we die, he will help us to be victorious over evil. And he say, nobody will be granted this great blessing except people that have good intentions. That is, they have intentions to do right. They want to do right. Though they know they're weak in flesh, because the Creator said he created all of us humans weak in flesh. He created us weak in flesh so we will realize what? Our dependency on him to protect us, not from the devil, the Satan, but from our own evil devil. Every human being got a devil inside of them, a jinn, an evil spirit. And that evil spirit whispers every day to us, all day long, trying to get us to go contrary to our Creator's will. And it's our choice. It's our choice whether we choose to follow that evil influence. And the Creator, he speaks to us too, all the time, every day, inside our soul and heart. And I wrote on a paper that I was going to speak on, I said people need to stop looking on the outside and look on the inside. They're looking for love on the outside, all the wrong places, on the outside, when the real love is on the inside. And the Creator created, as I said earlier, our heart in his love. So we need to stop looking at beings and look inside and listen to what our heart is saying. And you know what our heart is saying, people? Love, love, love. And the Creator, in my conclusion at this time, say he created the human race as nations, tribes, that we might get to know each other. He created us different, that we might get to know each other and love each other. And know that we are one. One love. He's one Creator with one love. And he created all people in his one love. So we are one human family. So humanity, saving humanity, is everybody's business. It ain't just religious people. So it's everybody's business to save humanity because we're one human family. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, as you can see, people, he's coming on strong this morning. Beautiful, beautiful message he's bringing to us for us to think about, to meditate on, and not just listen to for entertainment. Listen to save our soul. doing his will, living life to please him and not to please self. All right, we have a beautiful day today. It was a beautiful day. It's still a beautiful day. The sun's going in, but it's still beautiful. It's always beautiful. So,
yes, it
I
is.
Want you to know that you are listening to, and we want you to participate, to join us, to join the discussion by pushing the number one button on your phone. When you push the number one button, people, it shows up in our studio. Then we can call you on and have you join us and give us some of your good feedback. We want to hear from you, too. This is our show, your show, too. Not just a show from the members, Shahid Shabazz, or Sister Israel. It is you, for you, your show. And we want to hear from you. And thank you for joining us and for supporting us. You are listening to, again, the Sunday broadcast, which comes on every Sunday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. All right. Now, let's see. We do have here some people who have been on for a while, some of our guests showing up here. I'm going to push your numbers and call your number out now. If you want to say something, you're welcome to do so at this time. We want to hear from you. But you're not, you don't have to. You can only come if you want to. If not, just relax and enjoy the discussion today. But the first number I see here that's been here for a while, I've been here since we've been here, really. If I can bring it on. Sometimes it's a, okay, it's a 954-541-0896. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Peace, my sister. I say Salah. My name is Haru Mansa Bey. I'm calling from North Carolina.
F1, thank you, Brother Haru. I met this brother recently, and he's a beautiful brother. And him and his soulmate, soulmate, you know, and he's just like a spiritual son to me. You think we've been together all our life. I told him we have in the spirit. We got the same spirit. He's a very inspiring and enthusiastic brother, very inspirational to be around. You ain't got to even hear him say nothing. Just as him and his soulmate spirit. Oh, if you got any good in you, it's going to bring out. It's coming out. Just being in their presence. That's all I want to say about this brother.
I thank you so much, my brother.
You were.
I just came to say, introduce myself, see how me and my brother Shabazz, man, he was a great guy. I seen him and I saw his spirit because I got in a car accident. But how the accident sound, it sound worse than it looked. So I knew it was a message about to be delivered. So I had to follow through. So when I got to the place to fix my car, the brother pulled up. I immediately, when I seen him, I saw his outfit. He had all our wear. I said, oh, this brother know who he is. I was trying to greet him, but I couldn't greet him. So I see he went inside, so I said, oh, good. My wife can hold him long enough so I could greet him. I know she can do that because we stand for love, truth, peace, freedom, and if them four are violated, justice can catch his place, if not by me or the great God I serve. The long show we start, we spoke, we met, and this is how I came to the radio. So I just want to introduce myself. My name is Haru. I stand for love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. And how I know you're right about the Creator Spirit is I came from a distant land to tell you nothing but good truth and love. So if you really want me to speak, I shall. If not, like I came in peace, I shall leave. When I say Salah, which just means peace.
And peace be with you, brother, and such beautiful, eloquent words of, you know, respect, mutual respect for each other. I've got that same mutual respect from you and your beautiful soul, meet. And we will be connected forever. This is not, the human relationship is not a temporary relationship. It's a unlimited relationship. Why? Because the Creator that created us is what? Eternal. So our relationship will be eternal. As long as you stay connected to the eternal source of all life eternally, not temporary, but eternal life, we will be connected forever. That's all I want to say.
Okay, so this is how I feel as though we could be connected forever. We must live together, eat together, discuss matters together. Instead of us fighting and discussing, this I'm simply saying is, okay, we all got murdered, killed, boiled alive. Or you name it, was done to us. So nothing else can be done to us negative. We know this now. The only thing that can be done to us now is positivity. So to grow forward, the first thing we need to do is take time to know what it is we're saying out of our mouth. Because words have power. And to use the power of a word, you must know the definition. That's the beginning. Because you got to remember, we all speak in a bastard language.
That's correct.
Where I'm from, we spoke Patois. Where my ancestors from, they spoke Aramaic. You know what I mean? Then my daddy people then spoke Aramaic. See, I speak two different languages. I speak Patois, French, and Spanish. So I could tell the message to many of my family. See, skin has no color. Because which one came first, the man or the color? So until we understand what truth is, we shall be led astray. Because, see, most of us put our faith in man or woman, when all in actuality, we should put our faith in truth.
That's right.
Because a man or woman will set you, will entrap you. He said, be careful, my brothers, because even your own brother will put you back into slavery.
That's right.
How I know, I've seen it. See, what I'm saying ain't nothing new. What I'm saying has been said for centuries. It's just that nobody ain't hear it, because you got to remember, in certain
That's
books
right.
they told you about people trying to build a temple to Babylon. They're trying to build a temple to heaven. But let me explain something to you. If you think heaven is the sky, then the birds can beat us, though. If you think heaven is in the ground, or the hell is in the ground, or with everything is in the ground, then the sea or whatever in the ground can beat us, though. Heaven or hell is within. We must understand, look, these are just a mental plantation we own. Until we really comprehend what it is we're saying, we shall be speaking things into existence we don't understand.
That's right.
See, you gotta remember this, man. Like, okay, I know what I'm saying. Cause I took time to take time to look through the dictionary because I knew this is not my language.
That's right.
See, if we spoke Patois, I could say, Makai Pakatan Patois. And you could understand me differently. If you speak Spanish, I could say, Primo, perte un momento. Un momento. Allow me to speak some truth to you, hear me, my brother? Cause I know you speak English. But in order for me to tell you the truth, first, we got to start with the dictionary daily and look up what it is we're saying.
That's absolutely correct. I've been doing it for 50 years, brother. I know what you're talking about.
But we got to tell those to do it, too. Because if you know what I'm talking about, now, I had to make my sister do it, my son do it, my wife do it, my teacher do it, my gym teacher do it. I had to make the preacher do it. I had to make the pastor do it. I had to make the, you name it. Everywhere I went, I had to make them understand, listen, I know what it is I'm saying. If you just take time to learn what you're saying, you can see we're on the same page. Stop fighting.
Right.
So we can move.
Right.
So we can move forward.
Brother Haru, I don't mean to cut you, my brother. What you said is beautiful. And you surprised yourself because you said you were just gonna come on and speak, but I'm glad you spoke a little longer. And the words, we're gonna ponder over those words, and we're gonna meditate and think on those words. And we want to bring another guest on because this is a talk show that sometimes we can get so inspired. You talk a little longer and don't allow someone else to come on the show. So we want everybody to have an opportunity to hear what you said, I've said, and the co-host, my ex-wife, and let them come on because we don't nobody know all truth, but all of us know some truth because we are created in truth and righteousness. So let's bring somebody else on at this time.
Well, peace
okay.
be with you, all my sisters and brothers out there.
You too. Peace be with you.
Thank you, brother. And we will be calling you back on a little later. We give you a few minutes to talk at first, so bear and give others a chance, and then they get back to you. So just stick around. We'll have a chance to get some more of that good knowledge and wisdom that you were sharing with us. All right, now I'm going to call another number on it. That number is 404-247-4713. Would you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wa alaikum salam. I know exactly who you are, my beautiful brother. It's good to hear your voice and good to have you on here with us today. Yes, sir.
I haven't been on in a while. And the reason is that I've been around a long time. And I've seen things go full circle. The good goes full circle and so does the evil. But we stay the same. We don't change. We don't learn from our mistakes. We don't learn from others. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you take the shahadatain, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that this becomes your career. And what do we do to develop our career so that we become successful? Well, we have to learn as much as we can and practice what we learn.
That's right.
And we're not doing this. Many
That's right.
of us aren't. There are probably
Most
some
of,
that are.
A few.
Yeah. And the Sahaba, the companions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
may Allah be pleased.
When they
with
used to read the Quran, they would read one verse, one ayah, and they would try to put that into practice.
That's right.
Before they go on and read another ayah.
Correct.
And we're not doing that today. And
That's
we need
correct.
To do that. During the hijrah from Mecca to Medina, the Muslims in Medina welcomed the immigrants from Mecca, and they lived together. They invited them into their home. If a brother had two wives, he gave one wife to his brother that had just come from Mecca.
That's exactly right.
If he had two houses, you give one house to the brother who just came from Mecca.
Sure did.
Because we want for our brother what we want for ourselves.
Yes, sir.
And they put that into practice.
They sure did.
We say these words, but we're not doing it.
That's correct.
And so nothing changes.
That's
we
right.
We stay the same, our condition. We stay in the same condition. We've been in the same condition for the last 60 years.
That's right. Sure have.
And we're not doing the things that need to be done. We're not learning from our mistakes. And we're not doing the things that need to be done in order for us to take the next step forward.
You're absolutely correct.
Slavery has been around for a long time. It's been practiced throughout the world.
That's right.
But the type of slavery that took place in this country was the worst slavery that had ever been known to man. No man had ever done this kind of degradation of the human soul, of the human spirit, of the human body.
That's correct.
And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told people that if they taught somebody how to read, then they would be free. So if a slave knew how to read and his master didn't, if the slave taught the master how to read, then the slave would be freed. Here in this slavery, here in this country, it was illegal for us to read.
That's right.
And now we don't read. We're not
That's correct. That's right.
We're not a people who reads books and reads articles and reads narratives. And so we don't know what's going on.
That's right.
Deals are being made against us, and we don't have any ability to understand what they're saying and what they're doing and how it's going to impact us. And so we can't defend ourselves.
That's right.
But we fight each other about little things.
That's right.
And it's our responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created Adam, he created a khalifa.
Yes, he did, a ruler.
And this is a person who understands different situations and asks Allah for the knowledge and wisdom to deal with these situations effectively and correctly and to take the right actions. But we're not asking Allah for his help. We're not showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the khalifa that he created. We're not taking care of our family. The khalifa is a family man. He takes care of his responsibilities as a father, as a husband, as a provider and protector. And we're not doing those things. We're trying to have three wives in a country where it's illegal to have more than one. We're to obey the laws of the country that we live in. We don't come to another country and make up our own rules or say that because I'm a Muslim, these are the rules that I follow, and the rest of the world can think what they want to think. It's our responsibility to change the society. If there's wrong in a society or in an individual, then it's our responsibility to change it. Not to go about circumventing it and violating it and doing what we want to do.
That's right.
And until we start understanding and accepting this responsibility that we have, things are going to be bad for us.
That's correct.
They can very easily point at us and target us, and the whole world will understand that they're in the right because we violated the rule.
That's correct.
So what do we have to do to fix this? One, we have to start reading more. Two, we have to start discussing the important aspects of what we have read.
That's right.
Three, we have to find a way to put that knowledge that we have acquired into action.
Absolutely.
And unless we can do these things, we're always going to be on the bottom, wishing and hoping and praying and wondering why Allah has put them on top and we on the bottom.
That's right.
I just wanted to say that, Hasheen, this morning. It's good talking to you.
It's good hearing you, man. And walaikum salam. And that was very beautiful and well put. And it's actually factual what you said. These are not things that you making up or saying on your own. These are facts from the Creator, and he created a divine order and law and way for everything he created. And like you say, most human beings are not following his divine law. So therefore, they are destroying themselves because his laws is for what? Our protection. Our protection.
Right.
And if we don't follow his laws, we will destroy ourselves. It don't matter who you are. So, like you say, it's too much talking and not action. It was more action when Malcolm X, if you all remember him, was living. Martin Luther King, they was out in the street. Elvis Cleaver, Angela Davis, the Black Panthers. They was at least out in the street. You are old enough to know that. You was out there with them.
Yeah.
So they weren't just talking. They were doing, putting in action. My ex-wife was out there with them also. And we was getting making progress. In fact, I want to share this briefly. You got to put in actions in order to get some actions taken for you. So we was trying to get civil rights. I think Lyndon B. Johnson was the president at that time. Yeah, I don't think it was either JFK. But anyway, they didn't want to give us civil rights as a civilian, though. That's nothing, because we're human. If you're just a civilian, that means, okay, well, you recognize as somebody in this country, but you, like the brother said, we won't recognize as human beings. We was told that we was three-fifths of a human being for over 400 years. They got it documented in D.C. still that the Black African-Americans is three-fifths of a human being. So I just wanted to say that what you're saying is right. Action is speak louder than words. And I wanted to say that when we got civil rights, they didn't give it to us until we all got together. And Malcolm X, El-Hajj Malik Shabazz, because he did convert to true Islam, he said that, and it happened in the 60s, all the Black people, they didn't go to work. They went out on the airport or runways and laid down so the planes couldn't take off. They shut America down. And when you shut this enemy's money down, he going to listen at you because he worships materialism money. Okay, so the next day they gave us what? Civil rights. But we had to put down some action. We couldn't just be walking and talking and sitting in like down here in North Carolina, sitting in no restaurant. We don't sit in. Nothing didn't happen with you sitting in. Nothing didn't happen when Martin Luther King was just saying, "We shall overcome. Let's march and walk." No, they were sick of dogs on us. They was busting our heads open and shooting us. That was action against us. And by nature, the Creator said he give you the right to self-defense. So even if it was a police, supposed to be a public servant, and if he come at you and try to kill you, you got the right to kill him before he kill you. The point I'm making is that ain't no man greater than another man, Allah say, or the Creator say, unless he's greater in the righteousness and the goodness of his Creator. And like the brother said, if you don't want the good for other people, not just Muslims, that you will enjoy for yourself, the Creator say you're not a true believer in him. He say you're an evil spirit, and you will destroy yourself. He ain't destroying you. You will destroy yourself. So I just wanted to add that bit to what you said, brother, and it's good to have you on again. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto y'all.
Well, alaikum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a beautiful discussion here today, people, and we have some beautiful guests bringing us some profound information, knowledge. Knowledge that we should not just, again, I say, use to be entertained. Take this good knowledge and take it to the people, back to those who share it, your friends and all, and try to live a better life for yourself. Try to think on, use it to meditate on, and think about the life you're living and the changes that need to be made. As long as you're living, you're striving towards perfection. There's always some changing that has to be done within you. And before you can tell others and reach out to others, you got to do for self, that self first. So, people, we want you to listen carefully to what these brothers are saying. They're doing a wonderful job of what we call Dawah, of representing our Creator and bringing his message to the people. I'm glad to have a platform for him to do that for those of you who are listening. And we want you to do likewise, and you also take the message back to others and share it and invite them to join our talk show on Sunday. Invite others to join.
Yes.
And we want to, I believe, that's all the guests that we have for now. We did have another guest, but we know that everyone comes and everyone can't stay the whole show. But we appreciate and thankful for all the support and for all of you coming on. Right now, I'm going to let Imam Shahid Shabazz have a word to say, and then we'll get back to the first guest that we had. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Okay. Thank you very much, sister. Thank you very much. Bear patient with me, people, if you will. People, I got a book here in my hand, and it's called Jibba. And Jibba means backbiting, the root cause of all evil. And one of the things it says here, and this is from Prophet Muhammad ibn Mustafa ibn Abdullah, the last prophet of Allah, the creator for all mankind. He said, the Prophet Muhammad said, he said the most dangerous and also useful tool that a man or woman has is their tongue. And the brother just got through saying that. He say, the tongue is dangerous if used injudiciously. Mean, if it's not justice, if you don't use the tongue for justice and equality, like the brother said, he said it's dangerous, the most dangerous weapon in the world. And he says the most useful weapon in the world, if you use the tongue wisely, however more often than not, it is proved to be dangerous because the Satan, the eternal enemy of humankind, is always after him and makes his utter things, useless things, which displease Allah, or else they harm fellow human beings, and he pays for that by losing his friends and their goodwill, their God will in them. So I hope you understand that. It says also the one who adheres or takes this advice and uses it in their life to the lengthy silence except from that which is good will be saved on the day of judgment. And I'll break it down in another way briefly. Allah, I shared it with my ex-wife last night. The creator of the heavens and the earth say he, if we guarantee him two things, he will guarantee us that he will save us and protect us from all evil in this world, and he will guarantee us that after we die on the day of resurrection and judgment, our judgment will be favorable and we will come back to him in his eternal heaven. He say if we learn to control our tongue and our private parts, he will guarantee us heaven if we learn to control both of them. That is for, and that, as one brother said, the power is in the word. Everything we see is the word of Allah. And he said, kun fayakun, be, and it is. So even he's created Jesus, and they, Prophet Esau, they want to say this old Caucasian Jesus they made up, but he created the real Prophet Esau, the prophet 2,000 years ago, in Jerusalem, just by saying, kun. He said, be. And that woman, she was a virgin, and she conceived that child. And when she conceived that child, Allah said, the creator said, this child represents my word. So he was the word of Allah. He wasn't no child of Allah. The creator ain't flesh and blood. He ain't a creature. He's the creator. When he wants something done, he can just say, be, and make us disappear right now if he want to do. He can do anything he want to do. And I share with people when they say that about Jesus, especially in this southern Christian nation, that in the Quran, read the Quran, I say, if you think that Jesus is the son of the creator, What about Adam and Eve? I say they didn't have a mother or a father. This is what the law said in the Quran. That's more powerful than making a one woman conceive. And then Prophet Jesus or Esau, his real name in their language, his cousin, John the Baptist, they call him. His name is Yahya in Arabic. His mother and father was too old to bear children. And Allah, the Creator, said, kun fa yakun, be, and that lady conceived, and that man was able to, Allah put the strength in his sperm to conceive on that child, Yahya. So Allah also told Prophet Moses, thousands of years ago, to hit the Red Sea with his staff, and this ain't no metaphorical, this happened for real. And the whole ocean departed like a huge mountain. And he let Moses go through down at the bottom and go across. And then when the Pharaoh came down there thinking he's gonna come the same way and kill Allah's servants, Allah brought, when he got all his men down there and his followers, Allah brought the sea, water back there in the sea, in the ocean, and drowned them all. So we didn't have no new times. History repeats itself. The Creator do not change. See, and that's the thing we need to realize if we're going to save ourselves from the destruction of our old evil ways. And you got to deal with your evil self. The worst enemy we got, it ain't Donald Trump. It ain't white people. It ain't black people against white, or white against black, or Chinese against black, or whatever. The greatest enemy the human being have is their own false carnal desires trying to keep them from coming into their real spiritual life that's inside their heart and soul. Assalamu alaikum. Are we still here? Are we still here? Assalamu alaikum.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the co-host, she hasn't come back on, so you can hear me, but so at this time, I guess others can hear us too, so would you go ahead on and speak a few words? Sometime that happened in the studio, the co-host, she have some difficulty with her phone. So, brother, would you go ahead on and speak a few words? At least you, the audience, I think, is still on, but the co-host is not on right. I don't think at this time.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't be lying.
Yeah, hamakallah.
I had a friend call me yesterday from London. I hadn't seen him in many years since we left Syria. And he was talking about the problems that they're having in England and in Europe. And they're the exact same problems that we're having here in the United States. The lack of understanding of Allah, the lack of something greater than ourselves to really believe in and have faith and confidence in. I mean, there are so many people who, when something goes wrong in their lives, they blame the gods.
That's right.
Why would God let this happen? Why would God let that happen?
Yes.
And like you said, the biggest evil is in ourselves.
That's
right.
We
do more harm to ourselves than anybody else, but we're looking to blame it on somebody else or something else.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And we have to accept that responsibility for ourselves, but it's so devastating that we don't want to accept it.
That's right.
It's so humiliating that we don't want to accept it.
Correct.
But if we don't accept it, we can't change things that outside of ourselves as easy as we can change things within ourselves.
That's right.
So the change that takes place had to begin with us.
That's right.
Because we the main problem.
Yes, sir. We are.
And if we don't change who we are when we take the Shahada, then we're going to be the same person that we were before, just changing the way we dress.
That's it.
So we take off see-through clothes and put on a galabia. We grow hair on our face, the men do. We change the name of our God. Instead of calling him Jesus, we call him Allah.
That's right.
We change the words we say to pray to that God. These are all external things. But the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us about the outer and the inner. The outer are those things that we can see that are taking place in the world. But the inner struggle, the jihad, Kabir, there are two types of jihad. People are always talking about jihad, this, jihad, that. There are two types of jihad. There's the jihad Kabir and jihad Saghir. Kabir is the big jihad. The Saghir is the little jihad. The jihad Kabir, the big jihad, is not without ourselves. The big jihad is not fighting some enemy who's attacking us or we attacking them. The big jihad is attacking that nigger in ourselves.
That's right.
Weakness within ourselves.
That's right.
This is the big fight that we have. The little jihad is fighting all others who come at us.
That's right.
So it's our responsibility to understand that and accept
it. Yes, it is. Exactly.
And move forward on that knowledge.
That's exactly right.
Assalamu alaikum, Aki.
Wa alaikum salam, Aki. Well said, and you're absolutely right about those jihads. And this is what Rasulullah, prayers and peace be upon him, said. And Allah says in the Holy Quran that he who or she who obeys Prophet Muhammad obeys Allah. So there's no way you can obey the Creator if you don't obey Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet sent to all humankind. And this don't just go for Muslim, this goes for everybody. Prophet Muhammad was the prophet for the Christians. He is the prophet for the Christians, the Jews, whatever you call yourself, Hebrew, Israelite. It doesn't matter who you call yourself. Study your history correctly and the real history and the only true history that's really on the earth today you can find is in a book called the Holy Quran, and it's in the Arabic of the Quran. It's not the English or translated into any other language. It's the translation that Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad through the angel Jibril in the Holy Quran. I want to see if the co-host is back on and give somebody else an opportunity to come on. You still on, co-host?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
well, come
you
on.
Our beautiful people and audience out there, you are listening to the Sun's broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we come on every Sunday, 12 o'clock p.m. Always remember to invite someone else to join you. And thank you so much for coming on. We are having a great show, beautiful guests, who are bringing some very, very important spiritual knowledge for us here. And that's what we want. That's what we're seeking. And we're seeking to share the knowledge that Allah has blessed each of us with. And these brothers are doing it today. I see the other one has dropped, but we did have a brother now that I'm going to call on that's been here for a while. We always, he's a part of the family now. And we're going to see if he has a word for us now. He's been up for a few minutes. I think he understands Brother, the title of the show, of discussion that we have today is Learning from the Past is the Only Way to Change the Future. And I, Salaam Alaikum to you, Brother Abdul Kareem.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Inshallah, everyone's doing well. Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaikum salam to you, brother, and we hope you're doing well and your family. And we hope our ummah, the human family, not just the Muslim, but the human family, will start doing good. But it's like we said on the show, and I'm going to let you go. Nothing happens without effort. Effort. We used to have a saying when we was growing up, all of us on the program, we used to say God at that time. Say God or the Lord help those who help themselves. And the brother in Atlanta that's on was just talking about how, and he talked about it when he came on before, about how the Muslims in particular, we're not living like the Muslims lived during the generation of Prophet Muhammad. That's why we're not successful. We're doing a lot of lip talking, the majority of Muslims, but they're not putting into practice the Quran and the Sunnah. You can't just follow the Quran and not follow the Sunnah or the life example of Prophet Muhammad and his followers during his lifetime. You can't be successful that way. It's a formula for success for Muslims, and it's called Quran and Sunnah. That's it. No bidah. Nobody's opinion. Nobody ideology. Or theology. Assalamu alaikum. Go ahead on, Brother Kareem.
Alhamdulillah, brother. You could definitely continue, Sheikh. Alhamdulillah. It's a it's a pleasure listening. My ears are closest to my mouth when I say things, and I love to listen, when you share things that help us increase our deen, because a reminder benefits the believers. I was at the jail earlier, and I was at the masjid. They have a Quran competition going on there now. So I was at the jail earlier. And there was definitely, when you talk to the people, when you try to remind people that this thing takes work, it's not like, this you're going to see a flash of light and all of a sudden you're going to want to become Muslim or something. This is effort required. You have to. You know there's a law. You know that he sent a messenger because nothing is made without a purpose. So
that's right.
Where's the owner's manual? How do we, you don't just pick up a VCR or a camcorder and you just know how to work it. It comes with an owner's manual. The person who made it is going to give you some instructions, some guidance
that's
on how that tool is to be used. And I tried to explain to the brother, we have the greatest owner's manual that the Lord gave us, which is the Quran. And it's unadulterated, like you just said, brother, in the Arabic language. Yes, it's translated so that people of all different languages could understand it, but we still have the manual that we can go right back to that's original, pure, untouched. Because
that's right.
One translator may want to translate La uqusimu bihadha al-balad as city. Another one might translate balad as town. And another one might want to translate it as tribe. And another one might want to translate it as village. But we could still go back to the Arabic and know that Allah said La uqusimu bihadha al-balad. He said balad. He used that word for a reason. And I said there's other book that does that. You can't use. We know the Gospels are true. We know the Psalms of David are true. We know that Moses was given the Torah. But if you don't have those original books and the original language and you have translations of translations of translations, you might be getting into something that one translator thinks is village and another one thinks is community and another. You don't know. We have the greatest book given to us, the Quran. And we know
That's
it's
right.
the greatest book because Allah gave it to us through the most
That's right.
noble messenger of all time. And, when you have that kind of guidance and you choose to do something else, you probably choosing to harm yourself. You're choosing to harm yourself. Exactly. So if you know your history, like the topic of the show, if you know your history, you know that if you're reading translations of translations and influence where other people had influence in the translation, you'd want to leave. You probably want to leave that alone. I don't know King James from a can of paint, but he might have been a great guy. But King James wasn't a messenger of Allah, and if his translation, he's a king, that makes him a politician. So I would imagine his translation is going to have things that he wants for his, you know, people who are following him. I wouldn't read a Donald Trump version of the of a religious book because I'd be scared to death of reading that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so we have guidance sent to us, and it's so important to just follow it. And some people read it and study better than others, and we call those sheikhs and scholars, and we ask, you know, we try to learn more from them because maybe in my capacity I only could learn so much. So I like talking to other learned people and listening to shows like this so I could increase the little bit of knowledge that I have and hopefully use it to please Allah more. And that's just an opportunity that you guys give every Sunday, and I'm just glad to help and be a part of it and listen and learn what I can, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Back to you, brother. The peace and the blessings of Allah be upon you for coming, joining us, and giving those inspirational words that flows. This show is just flowing like a flowing stream, never-ending stream. That's how large the Creator's truth feels. It flows. It flows. Allah says in the Quran, He created everything with a rhythm. Life has a rhythm. The heart has a rhythm, right? Yeah, it has a rhythm to it. And it also has... That they say, the scientists say that the greatest machine that the Creator ever created is what? The human body. It's so complex that scientists can't give you actual facts on it. No one can. See, Allah is the Creator that knows all mysteries in the heavens and the earth. And He only makes acquainted with His mysteries whom He will. See, and He only make those acquainted with His mistress that He have a divine purpose for. Like the brother said, He chooses to do His divine will here on this earth. And as the brother from Atlanta said, I've been blessed myself as an individual in North Carolina. Now, practicing Islam for 45 years, people of the children are calling me God, asking me, are you God? And telling them, Mama, God coming, Jesus coming. I go out and I do my da'wah, spreading Islam like the Prophet and them did. I've never stopped. And my son's mother, I don't know if she's on the show, but over 30-some years ago, we used to travel all over the United States from up the northeast coast spreading Islam like the Prophet and Muhammad. And now here in North Carolina, even the Caucasian people, they are treating me like I'm the president of these United States of America. Why? Because of my conduct. They know that I know who I am, and they know who I am, and they respect the fact that I know that I'm not a slave, but I'm their leader, so they happen to have their leader back in his leadership position, so they won't destroy themselves. Assalamu alaikum.
Reality of the Creator, brought to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we thank you for joining us. We have a beautiful audience, beautiful guests who've come on to give us information that we really, really need and pray that you share all of this information. How doing dawah? You take it out and you give it to others. Use to better your life. Use what you can to better your life. To do a better deed tomorrow than you did today, so to speak. You know, so you help yourself to grow more into the way that your Creator would have you to be. So this is what we do: want to share the knowledge. You should give each of given something, a little here and a little there, but it comes together. And then we have a whole lot to share when we come together and share. But we have been given up the knowledge and wisdom of our Creator, of what we have understood and received and recalled of the knowledge of the Creator by studying We must keep it. We must study and we must pray. We must follow the instructions of our Creator if we want to be successful at all in life. And this is why they're not being successful, because we have to work on duty on self first. But work with self and get self together. And then we reach out and try to help others. And it's a continuous process of doing that. It has to be with sincerity. So therefore, people want to realize that, as the man Shahid Shabbat, the beautiful talk of today, learning from the past is the only way to change the future. And I was just thinking about that last night. I was thinking, you know, how can we think that we're going to be able to solve and do anything when we don't want to know about our history and about our past and what caused those problems then and what's causing the problems today, which is the same thing that caused them yesterday. The same people, the same purpose and reason. Destroy the people, even making us a shade of gin in the sense to destroy the human body, human life. And we have to understand that and understand who's being attacked and why. So therefore, we need to go back to the knowledge and to our history and keep ourselves constantly updated and aware. And we have to start people relating things, you know, comparing what's going on, what happened then with what's happening now, and seeing that the root problem comes from what? Because we turned away, turned our back on the knowledge of the Creator, turned our back on His instructions for us to live by every day. And we chose to listen to man and do what man say and worship everything but the Creator. And we're doing the same today. Worshiping all the different gods that we can worship today in our materialistic world out here and in the world of the creation. A lot of people worship the creation. There are still people worshiping the sun, animals, everything. They're still worshiping those and calling them some gods. So you can see why. You wonder sometimes why so many people being destroyed. But people, a lot of us don't really understand the life that they're living, what they're doing. That could be displeasing him to have done for so long. We understand the chances that he's given to them. So we don't understand this, but everyone who's walking on the 2 feet, they call themselves not human. They're without souls, they're without feelings. And they're here to destroy self and destroy others, whoever else they can. So when we see a lot of people getting destroyed, we are a lost creation. There's a reason for that. Even though it's unpleasant to us, you know, we have to understand that we all will be returning to Allah, but we want to return to Him with the best of deeds, the best of good deeds, with following His instruction and living our life as best we can for His pleasure. And without further delay, now I don't want to talk the whole show, the whole time, the way that we have. We have up here about 10 minutes left, I mean 6 minutes now. And we're going to give Imam Abdul Karim another chance to talk. I believe the other guest speakers have left the show now. They might be just listening now. But now we're going to give the show back to Imam Abdul Karim.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah. Remind everyone, inshallah, we have Ramadan coming up, and it's a chance that we have to that we remember to pray often. And the other brother, I guess from Atlanta, who I heard briefly there. Is that alarm? Fire alarm?
That's here in the house.
Okay.
He's burning up the food.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Just a reminder that, you know, we pray five times a day.
They should have it off in a minute. I'm going to check and see.
Okay. My point is just that we, you know, inshallah, we build our iman to a level where we know that praying five times a day is not optional. You know, that we could always get our five prayers in a day, no matter how high we are on our iman or how low we might be on our iman. And we pray that Allah makes that easy for us. Ameen.
Ameen. And I, I just want to say to you, Brother Abdul Kareem, and my beloved brother from Atlanta, we are in America. You mentioned, brother, the brother from Atlanta, about following the laws of this land. As long as they don't conflict with the will of Allah, we follow them. But also, I want to say that we're speaking in this English language and this bastard language. So, therefore, when you're speaking the Arabic, always come and translate what you're saying in the Arabic into English. That's no more than respect. Allah said to Prophet Muhammad that he revealed this revelation in the Quran for him to teach it in the language of the people to whom he sent him to. And he sent him to people all over the world. And he translated the Quran in their language. So the language that we was raised up in here as African-American ex-slaves, and for the most part, most of us are still slaves, is English. And we don't even understand it because you cannot understand a language that has no meaning. This language has no real meaning. This language is a language that is designed to keep you in confusion. It's designed to keep you in corruption, in confusion, so you won't be able to distinguish right from wrong. And the enemy has mastered this language and tricked it all up, like you were saying about the different scholars that translate the Quran, and one may say it mean this and that and that. But Allah says in the Quran, whose word can be truer than my words? Huh? So ain't nobody's words can be truer than Allah's. No scholar, no sheikh, no alim, whatever you want to call them, by name. So I just want to remind you, brothers, this show is, we have people coming on that don't know the Arabic, so always translate in the English what you're saying. If it's prayer, it doesn't matter. Because we're in America. We're not in Saudi Arabia where the languages are Arabic, all Arabic. We're in America. And we must, you don't speak to people when you're selling cars, as you wrote Abdul Kareem, when I'm out doing my work. If I went out there talking just Arabic, the people would look at me like I'm crazy. See, they run me out of the neighborhood. So we have to be realistic in our approach on this program to get the truth to the people, and that is speak in the language. After we speak the language of Allah, Quran, then translate it in the language in which we are under in this country here, the United States of America. That's English. So that's basically how I want to make sure that's solid. That's the foundation of this program. Now, we're trying to reach the world, not just Muslims. And I know a lot of people, the majority, they don't know what you were saying when you were saying amen. You know, I know, the sister know, the other Muslim brother know, faith. But most people don't know amen in this country means faith. They don't know Allah means the creator of the heavens and earth. They think we're talking about a man. A lot of them will tell you that the Muslims worship a man because they don't know. The Muslims are not educating these people in their language. They a lot of Muslims walk around here speaking Arabic and, you know, just like that's the language. And they expect for the people to understand, showing off. All they're doing is showing off, making a fool out of themselves and causing a lot of custom for not giving this people the truth in the language they can understand. So we must always do that. I imagine it's time now for the program to conclude, but I thank everybody for coming on. Everybody, Allah blessed to have something very good to say, and their input was good. But we give all praises to Allah because He's the one that's what? All knowing. All wise. We know nothing but what He blessed us to know of His knowledge and His wisdom. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all the worlds, all systems of knowledge.
The time is up now. We have about 25 seconds here. If you would like
okay, we'll stay with that 35 seconds. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah, and Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, 1400 years ago, is the last prophet of Allah sent to all mankind to bring us back on the path of Allah, our Creator's righteousness, and to lead us out of the spiritual ignorance and evil and darkness that most Muslims and people in this world are in right now today. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this Sunday. You have been listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Join us again next Friday.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were